Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about tonight, looking at what you come home to. You know, how many of y'all have had like a coworker who was overbearing, always trying to boss somebody around, always trying to be in somebody's business, always trying to tell somebody what to do? How many times have you had to look at that coworker and be like, I bet you at home they don't run nothing. I bet you at home they on some sadomasochist shit and they are on the masochist side. Is the video choppy? Because I'm seeing like, you know, internet connection interrupted and all that kind of stuff. Okay, it's just I was buffering. You were buffering on my end. Okay, it stopped. All right, because I saw it buffering. I mean, it never looks unclear on my side, but I was like, I see a buff. We don't want no buff. Make this thing get itself together. You know what I'm saying? Make sure the internet connection is not drunk. But what I was saying to y'all is, how many of us have had a coworker that was overbearing at work, over controlling at work, always trying to tell somebody what to do, always trying to boss somebody around, always trying to assert their authority, always being in somebody's business, always trying to be all up in the mix? And how many times have we thought to ourselves or even openly said to them, I'll bet you at home you ain't shit. I'll bet you you don't run nothing at home. I'll bet you you ain't nothing but a lap dog at the crib. And that's why you want to come here and try to act like you running things and that you bossing everybody around. Well, you're not the boss of me, even if you're my employer. You are not the boss of me. You can't tell me what to do outside of what you pay me to. And I'm going to tell you this. Get the hell out of my face before I fry you like fish and something. It got to give. This is not the way I want to live. Speaking of live, you live your life at the crib. And what's like at the crib? Well, I think we probably all have seen something like that, you know? So looking at what you come home to, people live differently. People live differently. How many times have you gone into an establishment, a business, a restaurant, a store, at work or whatever, and you saw how nasty people were individually? Like, you've been in the bathroom with them, you see them use the bathroom and they don't wash their hands. Or they do something else nasty in the bathroom. You're like, God damn. I bet you their house look like shit. You know, if they leave, maybe it was at their cubicle. You see how messy and dirty and nasty their cubicle is. How they leave food open, and, you know, like, they just don't seem to clean up after themselves. And you can think to yourself, like, that is a nasty person. You know, some people are nasty in their appearance also. So if they're nasty in their actions, their ways, and then they're nasty in their appearance, maybe their hygiene ain't up to par and all that, you're probably going to be thinking, like, yo, I bet you they have a close relationship with rats and roaches. You don't know that for a fact, because it could be totally different at the crib. But it's safe to make that assumption for the time being, because it's like, you know, you type dirty Gertrude. Looking at what you come home to. When you at work, do you look forward to coming home? You know, sometimes I'm at work, I daydream about going home. Like, yo, when I get home, I'm going to go ahead and feed the cat. Actually, I don't have to feed the cat, but, you know, it sounds good in a fantasy, you know, an example. Because, you know, Crystal eat all day. I just fill a bowl up in the morning. She gets go for hers all day. That's why she's a thick jaw, you know. But anyway, I go home, feed the cat, you know, make myself something to eat, get a little rest or whatever. I'm going to watch this show, whatever. You know what I mean? Mess around on the internet, play Words with Friends, maybe even play my PS4. You know what I mean? You know, like, I like being home. I like chilling. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I do. Other people, it might not be like that. Other people, they're at home. I mean, they're at work or wherever they are out there in the world. They thinking like, man, I don't even think I want to go home, because I know I'm going to have to hear it. You know, when I go home, I'm going to have to hear this bullshit. I'm going to have to deal with the BS. I'm going to have to deal with the kids. I'm going to have to deal with blah, blah, blah. But whatever the case may be, it might not be a good situation. There might be somebody at the house that makes you wish you were away from home. So to avoid going home, you might work extra overtime. Whenever I know somebody that seems like they chasing money through overtime, because working overtime is not a good way to make a lot of money. You know, after you work 10 hours of overtime, they tax it so much, you're not really, you almost making like straight pay or less. It puts you in a whole different tax bracket. So whenever I see somebody working a whole lot of overtime all the time, I be thinking to myself, like, I guess there's nobody at the crib bitching about you never being home. Or somebody at the crib that don't mind you not being there. Because I've seen people take overtime time and time again. They don't have to call home. You know, most people, when they work overtime or whatever, they got, you know, they call the crib, like, well, listen, I'm not going to be home. I'm going to be home late. I won't be home, blah, blah, blah. I made dinner before I went to work or whatever, so all you have to do is put it in the microwave. I'll see you when I get home. That's what happens in a healthy home. You know, somebody gets informed that you won't be there, even if they don't live home. You know what I'm saying? There have been people who were in love with each other or have such a good working relationship that even though you're not coming home to them, you know, you may let them know, well, listen, baby, if you call me or whatever and I don't answer, it's because I'm at work and blah, blah, blah. You know, we can't be on the phone, or I can't, you know, I'm going to be doing this thing. So I'm going to do a little OT, maybe 4 or 5 hours over, or I'm going to do a double. So I'm going to be home real late. So I'll call you, let you know I got in, you know what I mean? I'm going to go to bed, whatever. Whatever the case may be, just because they don't live at the house, it doesn't mean that that you don't keep them in the loop. So if you know you got kids, or you have a spouse, or you have a man or a woman at home, and you do a bunch of OT, I'm thinking like, yeah, they probably don't want to go home. Or if you hang out with your friends drinking and drugging, well, yeah, you have a drinking problem maybe, and you have a drug problem maybe, but that might be only a part, that might be only the part that you play to try to dull the pain of the anguish that you feel when you go into the crib. So we want to talk about that today on the Daily Go Get 'Em Show. What up, Stacey White? Thanks for coming on through with Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita, you. What's going on, Maya? I haven't seen you in a while. I'm glad to see you back. Very, very glad. It's always good. Great to see you. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site, right? Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get 'Em Business Show. And we are talking about looking at what you come home to. Look at it. Some people come home to a place that's neat and orderly. And I might be wrong about this, but most people that I know who keep their place immaculate are people who are not home a whole lot. And they might live alone. Because, you know, if you have kids, keeping a house neat and orderly, is that's a tall order, especially when you ain't home, because kids get into shit. You know, kids go in that kitchen, they start making food, and they start making a mess. You know, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich can ruin a whole kitchen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, it's peanut butter and jelly all over the counter. It's on a refrigerator. How you get peanut butter and jelly on the cabinet? Oh, because after they got finished making the peanut butter and jelly sandwich and getting the peanut butter and jelly all over their hands, they put the peanut butter and jelly back in the cabinet with their jelly, peanut butter and jelly hand closing the cabinet. And, of course, the jar of the peanut butter and the jelly is all peanut butter and jellied up. So when you touch the peanut butter and jelly jar or jars, you get peanut butter and jelly jarred up. But anyway, so if you keep your house really neat and orderly, like on some OCD type shit, more than likely you don't spend a whole lot of time there. Because when you live in a house, you live in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you want to get comfortable, you can't get comfortable being neat all the time. You know what I'm saying? You got to snuggle on something. You know what I mean? You know, like, I be having dreams of a big, giant bean bag. I don't know about you, but I love a big, giant bean bag. And I mean a big, giant bean bag. I mean, they got bean bags that's big and tall. Like, I want, like, a 7-foot bean bag. I want a bean bag the size of a sectional. I'm talking about the old sectional. I'm talking about Siemens furniture. You know what I mean? I ain't talking about that new Raymond Flanigan type. Nah, I'm talking about the old sectional. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, looking at what you come home to. Some people have relatives at the crib, extended family members, whether they staying for the duration or whether they are just stop staying over because they got evicted, you put them up for a little while, you know what I mean? Or they just came home from jail, they rocking the ankle bracelet, you know, ankle monitor, you know, a little something, you know, just came home from the halfway house, you know, that type thing. Looking at what you come home to. The way that you are out in the street and the things that you value out in the street don't always coincide with what's going on at the crib. It ain't always the same thing, baby. So let's talk about it, be about it, get involved. These puzzle pieces right now, we going to solve, baby. Now, man, do you know what I'm saying? Actual fact, baby. But, yeah. So what y'all know? You know, Yeah. What y'all know about looking at what you come home to? What are the biggest differences between what you experience out there in the world and what you experience when you come home? What do you expect to see different from what you experience out there in them streets? You out there in them streets. What's the difference between that and what you come home to? You know, in my mind, what you come home to should be something beautiful. It should be something comforting. I mean, after all, if you just look in your refrigerator, you know what I'm saying? While you at the gig, and be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? When I get home, I got a pint or a quart or a gallon of Häagen-Dazs with my name on it. Crab legs. Plate of shrimp. I don't know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where people binge watch TV shows. Sure, some people binge watch TV shows on their phone, but some people like to binge watch TV shows on their phone at home. You know what I mean? You have a smart TV, you know, you shoot the play the phone on TV, whatever the case may be. Or just be at home to be able to, when you're at home, you can watch the TV or watch your phone, watch the TV shows on your phone uninterrupted. You know, at work, people always interrupting you when you're trying to binge watch a series. It's a pain in the ass. Like, I don't see nowhere where HR says that you can't binge watch a series just because you're at work. Where does it say that? I don't see where it says it. Y'all want to write me up and put me on my final warning over a legislation that y'all never legitimized. I don't know what y'all think this is. I got lawyers just like y'all. So anyway, looking at what you come home to, what we talking about? Aisha K, what's going on? Good to see me, son. You. So yeah, let me see. Carol Chamberlain says, I want to come home to a peaceful environment with all the comforts I can afford. Exactly. Exactly. Those Amazon packages come where they come. Listen, man, if you get your Amazon packages delivered to your job, you on some other shit. But then again, we can look at it this way. If you get your Amazon packages delivered to your job, that might be the only place where it might be safe for them to be delivered. You might live on a crime-filled block. I mean, I do. I live on a crime-filled block. Hustlers on the block all the time selling drugs. There have been violence and all that kind of stuff. I live in the his hood. I live in the hoodie hood. But it's safe for me. Honestly, I have as much shit I get delivered to my crib, they will leave that shit right there on my steps. And nobody will steal my shit. And I mean, I have never had a package stolen. I've come home and thought to myself, like, why would the driver leave it there? Like, it's just like right there. Like, it's dumb. It's there dumb on my steps. Like, yo, I'm available for taking. But as crazy as my little block is, neighbors look out for each other. So if somebody sees somebody take something from off my steps, they're going to be like, what you doing? Oh, no, we said you can sell drugs on this block. We ain't say you can steal. We going to whoop that ass. So although to the rest of the world, this is a little, yeah, I mean, you know, this is a little something that could be on a Geraldo special back in the day. But to us, it's like Tuesday. So it's like what you're used to. But that's what you come home to. So I come home to crime that I can't see anymore. I'm desensitized. It is what it is. Carol Chambers says, let me know how that works out for you. Lady White said, I got to stay by the door for my Amazon packages downstairs. Oh, okay. They get sticky fingers tight with your packages. I understand. You should move on my block. Anyway, Carol says, it's called respect, and you earned it. That's right. Plus, I'll shoot, beat up, poke. You know, it's my one dream for somebody to not know I have a knife. Come here, you little fish. I'm about to fillet your ass. Fillet. Look, all that shit is all good till you see all that blood gushing. It's like, yo, it ain't never like this in the movies. You know what I'm saying? In the movies and on TV, you kill people without a lot of mess. Ain't a whole lot of mess. In real life, it'd be blood everywhere. Like, how do you clean up all of this shit? Hard to dispose of a body. Anyway, Stacey White says, I've been thinking about getting a P.O. box. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. If you get a P.O. box, make sure that you use the P.O. box. Because it's not all that cheap anymore. I think I was paying since 2018, P.O. box. I just stopped it because it was like ridiculous. I'm not using this shit. And it was a small joint. But I think I was paying by trimester, I believe. It was either every 3 months or every 4 months. And it was about I think it was like 50 cents. It was a waste of money. That's what I know. It was a waste of money. I didn't need it. So if you get a P.O. box, make sure that you are going to use it. You know. If you're selling merch, it's great to have a P.O. box. You know, because you don't want to be sending things from your own address and all that, and having people send you payments to your own address and all that kind of stuff. It's a crazy world out there. But that's another thing that we come home to. We come home to crazy stuff. Sometimes the crazy person is right there in the crib, which might make us avoid coming home. I tell you, who don't like to come home? Cheaters. People who practice infidelity don't like to come home. They like to go to somebody else's house. I'm talking about men. You know what I mean? They go to their side chick's house. That should be a requirement for a side chick. Like, you gotta have your own crib. Like, if you gonna be a side chick, you need to have your own spot. Cause I need somewhere to go. You don't have your own spot. You can only be a main chick. I can't be. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't got nowhere for me to go, you can't be no side chick. You're not built for this. You're not equipped. You don't have the tools. You gotta build up your resume. You need more things. You got to go side joint shopping or something. Yeah, you got to go side joint shopping. Like you need a car because you might need to stalk me one day. So you need a car so you can show up and make me feel uncomfortable in certain situations. And then you need your own crib. So I can come over and maybe even fix your crib up while I let my crib go down. Like I'm gonna help you fix your shit. I ain't gonna fix my own shit because my wife is home. But yeah, cheaters love going to the other home. They don't want to come home. I'm just saying. Nah, I'm not advocating infidelity, but it is what it is. Carol says, there's requirements for side chicks. There are. There are. I mean, if you want to do it right, you can't. You ain't just gonna be a side chick with your hand out all the time. Like, if you a side chick, you need bills that need to be paid. How you gonna do that without your own spot? Like, you ain't got no bills. Like, you ain't even got no kids. You ain't got no kids. You ain't got your own crib. You ain't ready to be no side chick. Side chick's supposed to make a man feel needed. But Carol says, I can't have a P.O. box. I wouldn't want to go and check it all the time. Just I didn't check the shit half the time because I knew when something was coming and when it wasn't. Carol says they want a chill spot. They do. But some people aren't cheaters. And they need a chill spot because they can't chill at home. Sometimes there are things going on in a person's house where they just aren't able to relax. They aren't able to relax. Comfort is not available to them. It can be tough. It really can. It can be a tough situation. But look at what you come home to, because you know the difference. You know when you rather go to somebody else's house rather than your own home. And I'm not even talking about cheating. But there might be, you know, a relative's house that you'd like to go and hang out at. They have all the comforts at home that you don't have. You know, I'm not even talking about material things. They may have a home environment. Like, a lot of black families back in the day had furniture with the plastic on it. Like, I never liked that shit. Kid or no kid, like, I don't like that shit. And my mom evidently didn't like that shit. No plastic. There was no plastic in our crib at all. No plastic on the furniture, no runners or whatever. And my mom had white velvet furniture. She didn't give a fuck. It wasn't velvet. It was a velour. Remember velour? Velour was very popular back in the 70s. Yeah, this beautiful white furniture. Velour with like this brown trim on it. It was fly. But you know, she had three kids. I was like six. My sister was nine. And my older sister was like, we all like three and a half years apart, some shit like that. So Shell had to be about 12. No, if I'm six, Shell had to be about 14, something like that. So so instead of covering it with plastic, she would cover it with like, it was like some furniture coverings, but it wasn't plastic. It was like cloth. But she kicked us out of the living room. She took the TV and all of that out of the living room and made a family room for us. So we all had to, if we had friends over, we was always allowed to have company, but we wasn't allowed to walk right past the living room, act like y'all don't even see it. Take your ass upstairs to the den. That's your, we got a TV in there. We got furniture in there that we can fuck up, all that goes. You know, the furniture was new. We beat it to death, but that living room furniture, what I was getting at was, from then, I have to have a comfortable couch. Like, if I go over your crib, like, I need a comfortable couch or some kind of chair situation. I can't be, you know, I can't be in no tight, I don't know, like, some people have, like, office furniture in their crib. I mean, I ain't judging, I'm just, but I ain't with it. Like, you got office furniture, like, You know when a couch is not supposed to be in the home. It has certain things on it that you don't have in home furniture, like wood. Wood does not belong on a couch that's in your house. That's in the office. Anything hard should not be on a couch. Maybe that's just an opinion. But listen, you got chairs and couches with wood and hard plastic or chrome on them. I'm like, this ain't a home couch. This is an office couch. You just stole the somebody. They was getting new office furniture and they let you have the sofa. Stacey, you say your knife matches shirt. Got it. Close. I do that kind of shit. Carol says, I hated plastic on furniture. It was uncomfortable and made you feel unwanted. Listen, black people got to understand some shit don't last forever, baby. You got to let it go. You gotta let it go. You know what I mean? But yeah, we ain't do the, you said slip covers. I guess that's what it was. We had the furniture for a good minute. We had it until like the, from like the mid 70s till about, I want to say like about 1990. Since then we've changed, I think she changed it like twice. Something like that. My mom always liked fly shit. She don't play. Now when it comes to the crib, she don't play. Never did. Like I said, people went from plastic to leather and not the pleather joint. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, when we talk about what you come home to, regardless of what the furniture is, everything fits into it. What I'm talking about is the way your home life makes you feel. Does it make you want to come home, sit back, relax, chill? You know, if you drink, you know, pour yourself a glass of wine, you know, pop open a beer, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever beverages you drink of choice. Do you feel relaxed when you're at home, or are you more uptight, always ready to grab your keys and go? Do you have to hide shit at your house? You know, anybody ever live with a thief in the crib? Shout out. Y'all know I'm always shouting out the people who had to put a padlock on their door, on their bedroom door. You know what I mean? Uncle Frank, you know he on that shit. You got earrings. You got gold earrings. You got rings. You got chains. Uncle Frank, he don't mean to do it, but he going to take it. He going to take it. Got to have that padlock on the bedroom door. But even if you don't have a thief at house, at the crib, you might have a situation where you need to hide things because people might get in your business at the crib. Like, your home business is not your home business at your home. It might be an uncomfortable situation. You might be there living with the enemy. You got a fox in the hen house at the crib. Stacey, you know something about that? Okay. All right. Carol says, I'm not hiding anything in my house. If you do, you can't visit. I can dig it. White says, it feels good to be in your own home with no rules. Girl says, like checking your medicine cat. Oh yeah, that type shit. Yeah. Cause you know people will steal your antidepressant antidepressant medicine. Now, you stole my Xanax. I was having a moment. I needed it more than you. I can't believe she stole my Xannies. I'm sorry. So sorry. I didn't mean to do it. Yeah. Looking at what you come home to. Beauty, comfort, tranquility. I'm thinking that those are the things that you should come home to, but not everybody comes home to it. Some people come home to chaos, confusion, miscommunication, threat, lies, deception, hurt, violence. Sarcasm. Yeah, sarcasm. You come home to somebody that's just a smart ass, always got something to say, always has something condescending to say. The type of person that just kills your mood. You want to get comfortable and you want to like a person, but they get under your skin. They always got some smart shit to say, whether they in your business or whether they are criticizing something that you think about or that you have or something about your person. Coming home to sarcasm. You know, the kind of shit they have you looking at somebody like. When you downstairs, for example, you downstairs in the living room, y'all watching TV. You can't even watch TV with this person. They got something to say about, you know, whatever's on the TV. You like, try to block it out for a while. The commercials come on. They got something to say about the commercials. Till you get to that point where you like, all right, well, I'm tired. I'm going up to my room. The crazy shit is that your room is their room, but you trying to go up there first. Hopefully you'll be asleep by the time they come up. You made me kick you. Yeah, shit like that. Shit like that. But yeah, it's what you come home to. Some things you can get used to at home, living with others or whatever. And some things you can't get used to. Some things are like totally unacceptable. And that's what you come home to. Or what you avoid coming home to. Lazy White says, your home is supposed to be your sanctuary. Yeah, I agree. I think that your home should be where you go to escape from the rest of the world. Like, aha, y'all thought y'all got me, but y'all didn't. Nah, 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 nah. But not for everybody. For some people, it's like, home is fucked up. Real fucked up, y'all saying? Still I rise, baby. Still I rise. Cal says, one of my sister-in-laws says she didn't like my den office. I said, I don't care. You don't have to live here, and she's not allowed. I can take it. Listen, you ain't trying to be around nobody that's gonna criticize your home. Like, what you mean? Like, just what you said, Carol. Like, you don't live here. You ain't got to live here. You're a non-factor. Matter of fact, Man, ABC your way out of here. Out, out, out. Out. Yeah. Banning family members from your crib. You on that bullshit. You don't live here anymore. You tried to be a smart ass. You can't come here anymore. Well, 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 well. Yeah, some things you ain't trying to put up with certain people, man. And it's funny because the self-importance that people place on themselves, it's like, yeah, you be like, one thing I've learned over the years is you have to accept that it ain't all about you. Even when it is, a lot of times it ain't all about you. And some people find that hard to live with. Like they just can't help making everything that everybody else does somehow be about them. I've learned that you ain't really nobody. It takes a fool to learn that you ain't really nobody. See, I've learned since I was a child. that I ain't really nobody. I just said, now I need to play that song. I'm just saying. You was talking shit. You can't come here anymore. The nerve of your sister coming in this crib trying to criticize my home. Alright, anyway. I'm just saying, people in their arrogance. People in their arrogance. I can't take it. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious August 5th. And they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Taj Witt. Happy birthday to you, Taj. And also Harmony Meehan, turning 44 years old today, and Rashonda George turning 39 years old today, and Serena Taylor turning 41 years old today, and Katy Torres, happy birthday to you, and Lynn Parker, turning 44 years old today, and Chad Jones, turning 37 years old today, and my girl holding down for the D all day, every day, 365, 12 months a year, Terry Hawkins, go get a happy birthday to you. And also, Cedrina Guy, happy birthday to you. And Leron Naum, that's my sister's husband, turning 46 years old today. And Ty Davis, turning 52 years old today. And Jay, comedian Jay, funny as hell, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl, La Brown, L.A. Brown. That's Latrice. Latrice Brown, I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious August 5th. I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All y'all go ahead, turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, yo, feel me on this. Looking at what you come home to, you only you really know, you and the people who live there. And sometimes you can live in the same house with the same with people and still have a totally different perspective about what y'all come home to. And that's crazy, but it's real. Like, you may think that you're coming home to a workable situation, where somebody else may think that they're coming home to an immovable situation, a situation that's fixed and not in a good way. You know, you may be coming home to a situation where you feel like, well, you know, everybody has their problems. We just had some things to work out. And somebody else may be thinking like, no, this is totally unbearable. This is not the way people are supposed to live. This is not fit for human inhabitation. I'm out of here. I can't wait to go. I'm out of here. Yo, I'm telling you, so I said, I'm out of here. I can't wait to leave. I said, I'm out of here. And you won't believe the day when I'm gone and I'm taking off and I ain't doing that shit. I'm hard, not soft. And I got me another place and I got to get me my own very space. And I ain't living with nobody no more. And I'm tired of you, your boy, and the rest of them whores. And you took me through a whole lot. And I getting myself what I got. And I'm taking it to another level. You ain't nothing. And I'm down with the guy. And I double y'all motherfuckers, suckers, and zombie suckers, and smuckers. Yeah, eating ass niggas. Yo, hey, what's the deal? That's how it be. I mean, that's how it be. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. for another Urban Therapy with Sun show. So make sure y'all come through tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be a blast. Everything will be good. It's going to be good. Next Friday, my mama told me this. She said next Friday there's a holiday. There's a holiday. August 12th. There's a holiday. I was like, my birthday is next Friday, y'all. So get ready, because this shit is gonna be off the chain. No, it's not. But I'm just saying. All right. So all right, let's get out of here. All right. So Blog Talk. I'm going to holler back. I said Blog Talk. Y'all know how we do. All right. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace, y'all. Have a great one. Not good, great.